UFO.
That album is
true. I feel like everybody I talked to said that shit, that including myself.
That album, what?
I don't think trash.
No, what do y'all want?
There's no flow.
What do you want?
My thing was like, cohesive album.
It was, yeah, it was too many songs.
And it just jumped from like mood to different mood. It was just because
it was 21 songs, right? But it was only like five that actually jammed on that one.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Like, this nigga is giving y'all 11 albums of fire. He's giving y'all hits.
He should have left it at like 12 songs. If had it been like 12 songs, would have been straight.
I liked, you know, I'm still trying to figure out if I like certain songs.
Drake don't make good albums. He's like Eminem.
But he makes good music. Like, even so, like in the in between part. So, bro, the album is not for you to be like to discover Drake and be like, wow, this nigga's amazing.
That's what albums are for.
No, it's every it's like everything, bro. You have to encompass everything, bro.
His albums are like mixtapes. It's just here's a bunch of songs.
But then okay, but that's his premise though, because remember his very
Shush. You're not making it. Every time Drake drops something, it's like a new persona. And so he does this whole thing. I mean, come on now. He walked around with a heart in his head for almost a year. There was a persona he was doing.
It's not really a new persona.
Yeah, that's, I think this like, is the same.
It's like the same nigga to me.
Well, what I'm saying is like he always has a type of and the vibes are always equivalent to like how he's moving. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So when he dropped this, I really thought it was going to be on some like.
You thought he was going to sing the whole album like Loverboy?
No, but no, I mean,
but I thought it would be about women and not about best
like
friends.
Like there's no theme.
Half the album is about how much you don't like his friends.
I'm not gonna lie.
When he dropped music, it's always more type
like ruthless to me.
It should the whole album should have been about stealing girls and
Like I thought it was gonna have more like a Trey Songz vibe to it.
Wait a minute, because niggas was complaining about that a long time ago because they were saying why Drake only all you talk about is women and this sappy shit and taking niggas like niggas already said they didn't
want to feel like if nobody can be LeBron was trying to be the bad guy and it just didn't work.
Oh my god, that is with LeBron with the belts. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad,
Ma.
I think people was
set
too much expectations. No,
I just think that he was really. I was rooting for him to kind of be on like some pimp shit, you know, like
yeah, me too.
I'm a
me
lover.
Too.
Like this is what we. This
yeah,
is how
or like
going to be a certain flow that went with that.
So you don't think he's that in his everyday life?
Or Nick Cannon was going to be on the track, you know, the album having all them pregnant women and shit, you know?
Yeah, that would have been live.
Like, that would have been real.
Nick Cannon
more
in a
of room. A
I don't know,
focus on how he...
Gigolo remix?
That's what I thought. That
would have been a dope-ass interlude.
It would have been, bro.
Nick Cannon trying to do the Gigolo remix?
You might have to write Kelly a check, though.
Nah, yeah. But they already did. R. Kelly got a check off of this.
That's what's up. That's right.
And people, remember people was mad about it.
It's all good.
I don't understand why people are mad about it though, because like R. Kelly's on a lot of shit.
The nigga getting money every day, so
it's fine. R. Kelly will be fine.
All I'm saying, Carl.
I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, there's no way you're not never listening to R. Kelly again. Like, I think people like are confused about that, and I just like I don't.
People confused, Christina.
Exactly, because when people go to wedding, they gonna one two step their ass.
I mean, I'm just. And like people be mad, and I just be like, but y'all know if y'all hear some R. Kelly, like you're gonna listen. Like, am I wrong? Hey,
Christina's showing love, boy.
R. Kelly was on Kirk Franklin album too.
I try my best not to listen to R. Kelly, but like, okay, for example, like
I don't.
Save them followers, Christina, because I'm gonna jam this shit out of R. Kelly.
I'll be jamming the fuck out of R. Kelly.
Y'all know,
listen, he's on his gospel song that I can never get off.
What?
That gospel song he gets it. That, there's a,
there's a man song. Who is standing.
That song is right. I'm playing it every week.
Anyway, we're off topic again. I'm not even going to talk about it. Let's
this was just the intro. Tag.